Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on Monday morning. It's Monday. Oh my goodness, Monday through Friday. That's what we do. We talk Packers here on the Cheesehead TV social channels, Packers Daily. Although I will say, speaking of talking to you guys every day, programming note, this will be the last week, the last full week of Packers Daily for a couple weeks. That's right. Taking 2 weeks off starting next Monday. So we'll have our fix, we'll have our fill, and then we're going to take a little break. Cleanse the palate, so to speak, and then come back and get ready for the ramp up for training camp. In the meantime, it's always good to see everybody in the comments section. Hello to everybody. Brandy's here. Tony's here. Kyle's here. Good morning, Joe. Good to see you, buddy. Oh, Uncultured starting us off with a super chat. What's up, Uncultured Barbarian? Morning, Nags. Today's jams are Hold On by Ian Gom and How Long Has This Been Going On by Ace. Have a great week, all pappies. How Long Has This Been Going On is one of my all-time favorite, like, 70s tracks. That is such a great song. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic selection. And apt for my life at some points. Enjoy your time off, Nag. Sean, I will. I'll be working for some of it. Some of it I'm taking off. But just won't be doing Packers Daily for about 2 weeks. Enjoy a well-deserved break. I will. Thanks very much. Great songs. Yeah, darn right those are. You know, let me tell you, Uncultured Barbarian comes correct. He doesn't just throw up any old nonsense when he's doing his songs of the day. Robin, how are you, buddy? What's up, Nags? Hope you had a great Father's Day. I had a lovely Father's Day. My girl spoiled me rotten. It was pretty fantastic. Olive got me two monster football beer steins. They're pretty amazing. On top of a bunch of other stuff. It was really good. What will we do with Yosh Nyman fixes for 2 weeks? Mick, you're going to have to struggle on, buddy. You're going to have to make it through. Good morning, Dan. How are you, buddy? Hope Milwaukee's doing well. Hope you enjoyed the Bucks' big win the other night. You were undoubtedly tuned in. I was not, but it sounded like it went really well. Everyone seemed very happy. And I saw Matt LaFleur was in the house with our buddy Tom Grossi. Well, I don't think they went together, but I know they saw each other. We got that picture of Tom and Coach. Pretty dope. I know Coach was in town with Sala, his buddy, who is now the head coach of the New York Jets. So great to see Coach supporting the local team. Funny, the minority owner didn't seem to be in attendance for any of the games. Interesting. Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Is it worth going to a preseason game, or is it just not the same atmosphere as a regular season game? Joe, no, I'd recommend going to a preseason game. The problem is like paying regular season prices for the ticket, right? If you can find a way to finagle yourself if not a free ticket, then at least like a discounted ticket, yeah, I think it's cool. It's just the vibe is great, and it's just great to be around football. And, you know, it's a lot less stressful because the game doesn't matter. And it is kind of a cool way to see a lot of the younger guys who obviously get a lot more playing time. Yeah, I would not be dismissive of going to a preseason game. The only issue is like they charge full price. That kind of sucks. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good time. The vibe is great. And it's great just to be around football again after having such a long break away from it. headed to Florida for anniversary vacation this week. Need me to deliver a burning bag of dung to TB12's house? No need for that now. What else we got? Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. Got that one. What we got here? The Sammy. What's up, man? Holy cow, just got back from vacation yesterday and spent the day listening to All I Missed Last Week. When it comes to the complicated fella comment by Mark, I think it has been taken way out of context, but stick to saying less approach, man. Yeah, I couldn't agree more with all of that. And thank you so much for the super chat. It's very, very nice of you, generous of you. Thank you for the support. And yes, I could not agree more. You know, it's taken out of context. It's blown up into something it's not. That is all true. However, it was entirely unnecessary, especially coming on the heels of Mark writing, the less both sides say, the better. Don't say anything then. This isn't rocket science. Yes, very, very much agreed, though. What else we got here? Good morning and happy Father's Day, Aaron. Keep raising your girls to carry the G. Duke, I try, but they just don't care. Not only do they not carry the G, they don't care about the G. I mean, the closest thing they get to caring about the G is thinking that Aaron Rodgers is cute. That's it. That's all I got. Aaron Rodgers renewed his golf membership in Green Day. Does that mean anything? No. Absolutely not. Although it does signify that we have reached Favre Watch levels of ridiculousness when it comes to the coverage of Aaron Rodgers and his standoff with the team. Maybe he renewed it. Maybe it auto-renewed. I don't care. It means absolutely nothing. Zero. It means less than zero. Carry on with your life. Hey, from South Africa. What's up, Dan? Is it just me, or does it seem like A-Rod is just enjoying the media frenzy when he's basically said nothing himself? With him saying very little, the media just feeds on any little morsel of information that may or may not be true. It's so irritating. Dan, I think you'd hit the nail on the head there. I've said it since the day this news dropped. Very much spent last year not saying anything, controlling what he can control, which was his play for the most part, and absolutely balling out. All the while knowing, look, it's going to come to draft day, and I'm going to drop this bomb, and I'm going to make Goody and the Packers squirm and make them uncomfortable the way they made me feel uncomfortable when they drafted Jordan Love. I'm not saying that's all there is to it, but I do think that's an element of it. No question about it. Rodgers also renewed his blockbuster account in Green Bay. Well done, Lucas. I like it. Michael, thanks for the super chat. LaFleur's picture with Grassi was like LaFleur is on break with Aaron, and this is a passive-aggressive social media I can still get hot dates pic. I don't think that's it at all, but that's one way to look at it, Michael. We accept all interpretations here at Packers Daily. Close calls like the Bucs game makes me think of closest calls the Pack were involved with. My vote would be the 89 Bears game. Yours? Close calls. Well, I didn't see the Bucs game, so I'm not quite sure, unless you mean like they pulled it out in overtime. My favorite, overtime victory, is what we'd be calling that, is Favre to Jennings in overtime in Denver. I think it was Monday Night Football. I know it was a primetime game. Oh, yeah, it was Monday night because it was Tirico on the call. That is just one of the best all-time moments. Play action to Ryan Grant. Favre just heaves it up the left sideline. Come on. You can't beat that. Nathan, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Giannis and the Bucks carry the G. They most certainly do. And you guys know I don't follow the Bucks. I don't really get invested in them at all anymore. But I did tweet this earlier on in the series, and I kind of put it back out there Saturday night. Man, I just want all the best for Giannis. You talk about a guy who is a perfect representation of not only the franchise, but the city he plays in, the area that is supporting him and cheering for him and rooting him on, and an amazing ambassador for not only the NBA, but just the game of basketball and the way he can transcend, you know, fandoms and interests. I mean, I remember when he got drafted here in Astoria, which has a very large Greek population, he was already a deity. Like old Greek men outside in their cafes with their black tube socks pulled all the way up, you know, having coffee at their cafe. Like they were talking about Giannis, you know, and they haven't watched NBA basketball in probably ever. I mean, that's the power that he has. And the fact that he's seemingly, of course, I don't know the man, but seemingly such a good dude and obviously a really good fucking basketball player. I just want all the best things for him. That's all I want. Patrick, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Go Pack, go, Pappy. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, sir. Hope things are well up there in Canada. Alan, thank you for the super chat. Rich Eisen reported over the weekend about Rodgers and the CBA not eliminating OTAs as he wanted, hence his no-show. What do you think? I missed that report. Didn't see it. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Rodgers was at the forefront of that push because he has been banging on about the need for more time away from the game for the players for a very long time. I know it was something he talked a lot about when he was the player rep for the Packers with the PA. And I know he expressed some frustrations in that regard when he talked about why he gave it up and why he didn't try to, you know, continue on as the player rep. It's he felt his voice wasn't really heard. And he's Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of crazy to think about, but it wouldn't surprise me. How does that play into his no-show? I don't know. But the idea of Rodgers not wanting OTAs and wanting more time away from the game in the offseason, that is not a new thing. That is something he has talked about quite a bit in the last few years. So it wouldn't surprise me. That's for sure. The College World Series in Omaha, great seeing people carry the G instead of a college team. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Quarterback Matt, what's up, man? Jonathan, Denver had great cornerbacks, but Jennings Jones toasted Champ Bailey and Dre Bly for two long scores that game. That is right. What's up, Oregon? How you doing, John? Hello from New York City. How much is a membership to the Green Bay Country Club? Dan, I have no idea. I have no clue. Probably a couple $100, maybe? I don't know. I have no idea. It's Green Bay, Wisconsin. How expensive can it be? Negs cares about the Bucks the same way I care about soccer or NASCAR. Hey, man, different strokes for different folks. Dig what you dig. That's what I always say. It's all good. If the Bears move and get a dome, that leaves Green Bay as the only outdoors team in the North. Crazy. Yeah, I did, you know, read a little bit about what they were proposing or the ideas that they might possibly propose for that suburban area. And a retractable roof is in the the idea percolating there. I don't like it. Don't like it at all, man. Football should be played outdoors, period. That's just me. This is something I'm into. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, do you think this is the final year for Big Dog? I'm just looking at the tight end room and seeing Tonyan and Sternberger and DeGuara and seeing only so much ball to go around. And yes, I know he's a blocking tight end. I mean, it's a possibility, but I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's such a year-to-year league. And if he's still playing at the same level, why get rid of him? I mean, he's invaluable as far as his leadership in the locker room. He is probably the best at what he does in the league as far as a blocker goes. And he's still, you know, able to help you in the passing game, even though you don't turn to him a whole lot. You know, you don't have to look much further than that touchdown he scores against the Saints last year. You know, that guy can get it done. So, yeah. Now, there's a lot of young talent behind him, no doubt about it. And if they can continue to develop, they might make that choice difficult. But Sternberger, hell, he's no sure thing to make the roster at this point. And I know he's issued his apology, and he's going to miss those two games, and he can still practice with the team, etc. But if everyone else is balling out, and you keep giving this guy chances and he doesn't produce and can't stay on the field for whatever reason, wouldn't surprise me to see Gutekunst want to move on. Now, I don't think he does, and I don't think he will, but it's a possibility. You can't completely dismiss it. I'm just saying, like, time has a way of making things, you know, where you think you have all this young depth suddenly can just disappear, you know, between suspensions, injury, what have you. More talent, the better. And right now, Big Dog is talented as hell. And it doesn't look like it's dissipating or going away anytime soon. But we'll see. His contract doesn't make it too insane to get out from under after this year. So we'll find out. I'd love to get into the game of golf, but I stink at it. Man, you talk about something I just cannot get into. I can at least watch a basketball game. I cannot watch golf. You folks who watch golf scare me. How underrated was Antonio Freeman? Seems like only diehard Pack fans know about him. Well, Blake, yeah, considering that that kid came after me for calling him a legend the other day. Yeah, I think he's probably not as well regarded because he wasn't the athletic freak that maybe some of the other greats throughout Packers history have been. But, man, all he did was produce. You know, Ron Wolf would tell you he signed that big contract, his first big contract, and maybe his conditioning slipped a little bit. But, yeah, the man was always there for Brett. There's no doubt about that. And I loved him as a player. I absolutely loved him. Every locker room needs a big dog, just like Peppers. Watch Goot cuts Mercedes, internet would explode that it was targeted at 12. If that happened, oh baby, yeah, that would be the hot take machine would be fired up that day. Kyle, thanks for the super chat. Any position group you're concerned about going into the season? Kyle, long-term viewers and listeners know I am only ever concerned about my children. I don't worry about the Green Bay Packers. This is entertainment, sir. I don't worry about it. If there is a group that I think is weaker than the others, I mean, I think the obvious answer is defensive line. You know, we're counting on a lot of development, counting on a rookie and Slayton to come in and affect things. You know, I love Tyler Lancaster's story, but he ain't a overwhelming talent. Dean Lowry is a fine lunch pail guy. You know, that's the one area where I would continue to maybe churn through the waiver wire, so to speak. But, you know, I think they've got enough talent there to do it. I think they've got enough talent there to win. They showed that last year. They just need to continue to get development out of Kiki, hope Slayton hits, give just Kenny a little bit of a break, you know. Can't ride him till the wheels come off. But, man, I was watching that Saints game last year, you know, after Kenny went down in week one game, and whoo, baby, they got moved around up front. That's, yeah, the one area where I think they could probably still look. But, hey, man, there's only so much money, and there's only so many things you can do. Really hope Slayton hits. That's all I can say about that. Unculture, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I still remember having to rely on receivers like Kittrick Taylor and Sanjay Beach. I like the guys we have now, Pappies. Ooh, Sanjay Beach, what a blast from the past. Couldn't agree more, man. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Bucks and seven. Bucks carrying the B? I like it. Carry the B wherever you go. I guess. I do like how Bucks and five or Bucks and six became Bucks and seven. It's good. Dean Lowry isn't getting paid a lunch pail guy rate. Daniel, he is now. Keep up with your Packers news. Welcome to Cheesehead TV. We cover the stuff each and every day for you. He adjusted his contract earlier this offseason. So you can't complain about that anymore. And it always bugs me when people complain about guys' contracts. Like, is that your money? Are you paying him? Are you signing that check? No? Then why do you care, man? But anyway, he had a contract restructure. He's getting paid much more lunch pail rates now, just for you, buddy. So you can find something else to complain about. Who do I think starts for the Saints at quarterback? That is a really good question. I want to say Jameis, but it wouldn't surprise me for Sean Payton, offensive mastermind, genius boy, to put out Taysom Hill and try and make that work. But I think they should start Jameis. That's just me. Saints have a top five O-line, though. Yeah, that's true. They have a very talented offensive line. But just losing one dude in Kenny Clark should not just make them able to completely dominate up front. No, sir. I refuse. I refuse to acquiesce to your top five ranking, sir. Still got to play. Still got to move, guys. Still got to work. Because he didn't live up to the contract. Steven, is he still alive? He is? Then he lived up to it. He's alive. He made it. It's okay. He lived up to the contract. He's still alive. Getting paid. Direct deposit hits every week during the season. Devondre Campbell better than Kirksey? I think so. I mean, we'll see. Proof will be in the pudding, obviously. But yeah, I think I said earlier this offseason when they signed him, a lot of people talk about Gutekunst putting band-aids at the inside linebacker position. And that may be true. But if, you know, Kirksey was a regular band-aid, Campbell is the industrial strength band-aid that sticks there and will not come off no matter what you do, unless you absolutely have to rip it off. That's the difference there. He's the industrial band-aid. Is Snacks done playing? I don't know, John. I suspect so. I know there was a report real early in the offseason that he wanted $5 million a year to continue. And I don't think anybody's paying that, especially not the Packers, given their cap situation. But I don't know. I know he's still available as a free agent. How much do you buy or sell the statement people say you are what your contract says you are? I've never heard that saying in my life. I've heard you are what your record says you are. You are what your record is. Like Bill Parcells said that back in the day, but you are what your contract says you are? I have no idea. I'm still pissed over that BS field goal kick against Brady. I don't know why. It was smart. It was good football. Don't let Tom Brady's teasing of Aaron Rodgers online or Matt LaFleur like change your thinking on that. Aaron Rodgers had literally just had three attempts to get into the end zone and couldn't do it. Literally threw the last ball into the dirt rather than try and make a play. Kick the field goal. You got to stop Brady anyway. Matt is trying to win the game in regulation, not playing for overtime. That's smart football. I'm all in. Fred, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Pappies. Thanks, buddy. Is Tampa Bay still the team to beat in the NFC? Should we worry about Seattle or LA? Don't worry about anybody. Why would you worry? I do think LA will be much improved. I think Stafford will make a big, big difference. Seattle's interesting because, you know, you do wonder what kind of offense they're going to roll out there after all the headlines this offseason about Russell Wilson being upset and not having protection, blah, blah, blah. You know, I know Carroll wants to run the ball. And that is going to be their bread and butter for as long as he's the head coach, apparently. You know, they tried at the beginning of the season letting Russ cook, so to speak, and that all kind of fell apart after that Buffalo game. But, yeah, I don't know. I think they'll be in the mix. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But, yeah, for me, I got to say Tampa Bay is the team to beat, right? They won it all, and they brought the team back. So you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And right now, for me, that's Tampa Bay. Freaking cold here in Wisconsin. Matt, I wish it was cold here in New York. It's fucking hot as hell. I hate it. Amari Rodgers gets the first TD this season. LOL. Pack, you know something we don't? You got your almanac there? You Marty McFly? What's going on? What if Jared Goff wasn't the issue in LA and it is actually McVay? Well, Blake, we might just find out. Although I suspect that is incorrect. I very much suspect that is incorrect. The defense had three INTs. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, Brandy, don't get into it now. Let's not re-adjudicate the NFC Championship game. That's been done enough. We've lashed out at each other for months about it. We don't need to get all upset about it again. And I'm just going to leave us there on that conciliatory tone. All right. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel. And a reminder, this will be the last week of Packers Daily for the next few weeks. So come here each and every day, Monday through Friday this week, and then I'll be off for the next couple weeks. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.